Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Shelby.
And today we're doing a pregnancy episode. Woohoo! So,
because we're both pregnant. If you're new, never listened to us before, we are both currently pregnant. Emily, how far along are you now?
I'm 32 weeks.
And I'm almost 24 weeks. When this comes out, we'll be like another week along.
Another or so. 2 weeks.
Another 2 weeks along. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crazy.
Because we're recording this more than 2 weeks in advance.
Oh, my gosh. You're literally going to almost have your baby. By then,
I'm gonna be over 8 months pregnant.
It has gone by so fast, like especially your pregnancy, at least for me.
Yeah.
And now that I'm like over the halfway hump,
yeah,
I'm like, wait, I actually have to birth this baby.
I know,
and I'm not ready.
And then also, this is Shelby's first baby and first pregnancy.
And yes,
it's my second pregnancy and second baby.
Should we say what we're having?
Yes. I'm having a girl, and Shelby's having a boy.
Yes. So they're going to get married.
Obviously. Shelby's baby will be a fourth Japanese.
Uh-huh. And yours will be an eighth
Japanese.
And we might both use some Japanese names.
And that was totally unplanned. All of this is unplanned. It feels a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
Because we know so many people and so many friends that are pregnant together, and even, like, family members.
Yeah.
I just feel like so many people we know are pregnant, and it's getting a little creepy. I'm like,
I know.
There's something in the water.
It's getting creepy.
It's getting weird.
Well,
we did not plan this.
It just happened. I keep finding out that people are pregnant. Yeah. Like, I thought it would stop.
No, it keeps every day on Instagram, there's another pregnancy announcement.
Yeah. It's wild. Like, we were talking about this months ago, and it's still happening.
Which is honestly so happy, because you know how prevalent infertility is nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people we know personally have been affected by it a lot. And so, it's just, I love to see it. I love to see all the babies and the pregnancies. It's very exciting.
But I'm also like, is that just the power of suggestion? Like, because we're pregnant, we're noticing everyone else that's pregnant?
Or is it just... Literally, I'm not even joking. Everyone and their dog is pregnant.
Yeah.
Literally.
Remember when I think I said that like a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
Where I was like, everybody and their dog is pregnant. And you're like, what dog do you know is pregnant? I was like, my sister's dog. But she actually wasn't.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
Was it?
It didn't work that time.
Oh, she was trying to get pregnant, but she wasn't. Okay.
But she, like, had the symptoms for it.
What is it called when they have a fake pregnancy?
Oh, is that a thing?
You've never heard that?
Because I think that happened. Like, her nipples were getting bigger, and, like, she was getting tired.
They even could start lactating a little bit or something.
What?
And then they literally go through this labor.
A labor?
Yeah. They'll literally go through, like, a false labor. And then they're really depressed after because they don't have any babies. It's so sad.
I have never heard of that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Look it up. It's wild.
Conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy. It's just science.
You're like, it's real.
No, it's a real thing. There's a specific term for it, and I can't think of it right now, but... Weird.
Weird.
Super weird.
So, we have some questions... pregnancy related questions that we're going to answer, and then a little game at the end.
Thanks, ChatGPT.
Yeah, thank you. ChatGPT made us this game, and I haven't looked at it because I didn't want to see the answers. So we'll see if it's actually good, but pretty much everything chat does is great. So our best friend, our best guy. Okay, first question is, what's your weirdest symptom, or has been your weirdest symptom? Because they kind of like come and go.
Yeah. The most obscure symptom I've had this time is the geographical tongue.
Uh-huh. Ooh, do you still have it?
I actually haven't gotten it in a while.
So maybe I cannot look at your tongue if you have it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Maybe it got better, but for like weeks, my tongue was so sensitive. Anything acidic or sour or just like any type of candy.
Anything. Which is so sad. Lemon juice, because lemonade. Candy is so good.
I know. All the things that I basically crave while pregnant would make my tongue flare up, and it would like get these red and white spots all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I self-diagnosed it as geographical tongue after a few weeks, but it literally hurts so bad. It's like a rash on your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't eat anything without being in pain. And yeah. It sucks so bad because all the things I want to eat make it hurt. But
you haven't had it for a bit. I haven't had it
in like a week or more.
Oh, that's good.
And I've been eating anything. So that's a good sign, I think.
That's really good.
But I still try to be careful. Like, I try not to, if I'm going to drink lemonade that day, I try to not eat anything else acidic or something like that.
Yeah. That's good. Also, if you can hear a lawnmower in the background.
Sorry about
'tis the season. It's summer.
Sorry, we don't have a real recording studio.
My weirdest symptom, well, I don't know if it's my weirdest. It just like really weirded me out in the moment. Right when I got pregnant, my pee was green.
Oh my, what?
It was literally green, like neon green.
That's super weird.
And then I looked it up and I found out that it's a pregnancy symptom. And sometimes it can be like, your pee can be more yellow or more green if you're having a boy. That's like old wife's tale.
What the heck?
Yeah. But
I didn't know.
At this point, honestly, everything is a pregnancy symptom.
Yeah.
Any type of pain, I'm like, it's because I'm pregnant.
Yeah, that's the worst. Like, I got the stomach flu back when I was 13 weeks pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, am I just pregnant? And I didn't know until Jensen got it. And then I was like, okay, I actually am sick.
Yeah.
But it was just so much worse because I was already sick from pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that was the worst weekend of my life.
My nausea has kind of come back a little bit.
Ooh.
But I think it's just when I'm hungry or tired.
Yeah.
So if I like sleep or eat some food, then it usually goes away.
Yeah.
But it'll like randomly hit me and I'm like, why? I thought I was past this.
Yeah.
Although some women are nauseous their whole pregnancy.
Yep.
I would literally die.
I'm so sorry to those women out there.
Yeah.
You're stronger than me.
Yeah. That would be terrible. Oh my gosh.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
Will you explain this? Because I don't understand.
Oh.
The question.
Okay. I wrote this down. I just was writing down random things that came to my head. Pregnancy confidence. We kind of talked about this like a few months ago. Like how, and I especially felt it at the beginning. I don't know how much I'm feeling it now because I just feel so much like fatter and swollen and not cute anymore. Yeah. But at the beginning, I would like look at myself in the mirror and be like, I look good. Like your skin is glowing. My butt was bigger. My boobs were bigger. I didn't have a belly yet. And I was like, I loved the way that my body looked.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have gotten that either pregnancy?
I feel like I look in the mirror and think I look fine. Think I look great. And then... Yeah. Like, if somebody takes a picture or a video of me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I'm swelling up. I realized this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think my face has gotten more swollen, but then I saw a video of myself that someone had taken from across the room, and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm huge. I looked massive.
You really don't, though.
So maybe it's just the camera, because honestly, the iPhone camera, I feel like, just makes me look terrible.
Yeah.
But in person, I'm not self-conscious about anything.
But I wonder if you did, like, do, like, a side-by-side, like, before and after.
I do think my face is a little bit swollen. Yeah. It's just starting. Same. I'm getting really close.
I have been trying to gua sha like crazy before I get into the third trimester.
I should do that.
I'm like, I cannot get pregnancy nose.
Yeah. And then also summer. So I'm getting into my last 7 or 8 weeks of this pregnancy, and all of a sudden it's really, really hot outside.
Yeah.
So that combination is rough, probably, for my swelling.
Yeah. I've been running cold this whole pregnancy, so I was like, hopefully that'll just stay once it gets hot. Nope. I'm so hot, and I feel so swollen. It's terrible.
Yeah. Just the body circulation is just non-existent.
No.
Like, I'm either cold or hot. I can't regulate.
Yeah.
But I get cold so easily.
Same. And it's really hard to get warm.
Yeah.
Like, the only way that I can, like, actually get warm is if I get in the shower or the tub.
Yeah.
To, like, heat up. Yeah. It's terrible. But speaking of looking at photographs, I've been so delusional this whole time about my bump. And I've just wanted a bump so bad. And now, like, I'm finally at the point where you can tell I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause, like, you look 12 weeks pregnant. She's 24 weeks pregnant.
I hate that, though. Like, I still don't really even have a bump. Like, I wonder when I'm actually gonna pop. But
yeah, I'm just, like, wondering where he's at.
I know.
Where are you?
He's...
Where are you?
It's so funny. He's hurting me.
I mean, so Shelby is quite a bit taller than me, and it has...
I have a longer torso. So it makes sense.
Yeah, but it's still crazy.
I know, but, like, I feel so big. You know how you just feel so much bigger than you are? Well, I don't know. At least I do.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You feel bigger than you look. Yes.
I feel so big, and then I'll look at a picture of myself, or, like, a video, because I've been taking, like, Pilates pregnancy update videos. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, where's my belly?
Yep.
Like, it makes me so Where sad. Like, I just want a freaking belly.
It's so funny. It is really funny. She would send me Marco Polo's, like, several times a week after she told me she was pregnant, and she'd be like, look, I'm starting to get a bump. And I'd be like, where?
Squinting literally your eye.
Where? I was looking so hard trying to see what bump she was talking about.
Oh. Well, if you...
But now you do have a bump.
Yeah.
It's tiny, though.
If you know me, like, I did look different.
If you knew her before, you could definitely tell that she's got and something,
like,
there.
And, like, me knowing me, like, I could totally
but
tell.
But she just kind of looks like when someone's really bloated from eating a big lunch.
Oh, frick. I hate it. But I am at the point where people will ask me. Like, all the other weekend, I taught Pilates, and I let my bump show. Like, mm-hmm. I wore, like, a crop mm-hmm. and then pants low on my waist, so, like, you could see my belly. Yeah. And people actually asked me, like, when are you due? Or, like, are you pregnant? And I'm like, that's actually, like, scary that you're asking me that, but, like, they're comfortable enough knowing that, like, I'm for sure pregnant.
I totally get wanting to show, though, because you get to, you just feel so awful when pregnant that you're like, I just want people to know that I look like this tired because I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Not because I, like, need help.
Yeah.
I'm just pregnant, and I just want it to be known.
Exactly. But, like, I was so delusional for our Japan trip. Whoa, I just glitched. For our Japan trip, I thought I was gonna need, like, a little wrap to, like, support my belly.
Yeah, no. There's no belly.
There's nothing that needs support.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, am I being a pick me girl right now? Because I'm honestly sad about it, you guys. It makes me sad, but all it's right. Whatever.
Well, let's circle back to this conversation when you're 9 months
pregnant. I have an outie belly button, so I'm actually okay that I don't have that big of a belly, because my outie is literally going to look like an extra nipple when I'm 9 months pregnant. So.
I did not have an outie, and now it's an outie.
Yeah, well, I'm, like, half outie, half innie right now, because it's, like, spreading.
Yeah.
So, like, the outie part is sticking out, but then there's, like, a hole now.
the hole.
Ew. Gross.
Okay, should we move on?
Yes.
She has been moving so much while we're recording. Like, I could see my whole belly moving, sticking out.
Oh my gosh. That is so fun. It's such a weird feeling.
Yeah. It's so strange, but it's like the best part of pregnancy.
Okay. The best way I can describe like kicks, baby kicks in there is like a muscle twitch. Like if you've ever had a muscle twitch, that's what a little baby.
Yeah, kick that's feels what it like. Feels like when you're as early as you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like someone's stabbing me from the inside.
Ew. It's crazy how the kicks are getting bigger, but it's also a crazy feeling is just when they're like turning in there.
Yeah.
Like, they're not kicking or anything. They're just, like, moving
across your belly.
Yeah.
That is a super strange feeling.
Because you like, know, okay, this isn't me. This isn't my body. It's something else. And it's so weird.
So strange. It is a very crazy feeling.
But it's cool. This next one is more for you.
Okay.
What has it been like the first time versus the second time?
So, when I was pregnant with Jensen, I was very, very scared to actually enter into motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the newborn phase very much scared me.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that, like, having that newborn and being in that phase was going to be way harder than pregnancy. So I was, like, a little bit dreading. So I was okay being pregnant, and I was like, it's okay. As long as I'll be pregnant for as long as I need to be pregnant. I just, as it was getting closer, I started to get more anxious about having a baby.
Yeah.
But then, now that I've experienced the newborn phase, I'm like, with this pregnancy, I'm like, I am so over being pregnant. Like with Jensen, I was trying to soak it up, like the pregnancy.
Yeah.
It's your last time. I'm not trying to be ungrateful. I'm just not soaking anything up this pregnancy. I just want the baby.
I'm not soaking anything.
There is nothing to soak up. I just want my baby girl. Like, I'm very, very excited. Yeah. And I'm very grateful to be pregnant.
Yeah.
And those things can coexist. I can be grateful. And I can also really dislike being pregnant. And that's where I'm at right
totally.
Now.
Totally. For sure.
So, honestly, the newborn phase is, like, the best. You're just in this little bubble, and they just sleep in your arms all day. I'm like, just give me the baby. I just want to be done being pregnant. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
You don't care to be pregnant anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm good. That was good. I'm over it.
Yeah. It will be interesting.
But everyone's different.
Like, not being me and my husband anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have that addition, and it'll be so weird, like, having that extra person, and also just, like, imagining, because I've always heard, like, when you have kids, like, you can never imagine life without them.
Yeah.
And it's like they've always been with you, but now they're, like, physically here with you. Like, that's going to be so weird, but so cool, and I'm, like, really excited for that. But I actually have liked pregnancy not as much as I thought I would. Remember how I was having FOMO for being pregnant? And I was like, I just want to be pregnant but not have a baby. But now I'm like, you know what? It's a little bit overhyped.
You're like, this was overrated. Yeah, wait till you're 8 months pregnant. You're going to be like, okay, that was really overhyped.
Yeah.
No, honestly, it's great. And having a belly is fun. I'm like, oh, so cute. Like, I just get to carry her around all day.
And it's fun, like, just having a little bit more attention.
I'm just so excited to, like, wear my clothes again.
Yeah.
I just want my wardrobe back.
Yeah.
I have, like, 4 things I can wear.
But it's also nice, like, you always have something to talk about, too. Yeah. People, what's the most asked question that you get while pregnant?
Usually it's, do you have a name?
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Mine's always, how do you feel?
Oh, the worst question in the world.
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, do I really tell you how I feel? Because my groin feels like it's pulling apart and
Yeah, I feel like I'm way more honest this pregnancy. People are like, how do you feel? I'm like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I am exhausted. Thanks for asking.
I'm not honest. Well, I mean, I actually do feel pretty good. And that's what I'll tell people. Yeah. I'm like, I feel pretty good. Yeah. Like, I've heard worse. I was nauseous in the first trimester. I'm, like, tired all the time. But, like, I'm okay. Like, I feel pretty good.
Yeah. And I actually will usually say something similar. I'll be like, you know, I'm doing pretty good. Like, not anything serious, but I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
So tired. Except my symptoms are getting worse. Like today. Today's just not a good day. Last night, we got back. I think it was just from being on a road trip, sitting in the car all day yesterday. Last night, I couldn't walk. I got up this morning and couldn't walk without being in excruciating pelvic pain. So that's super fun.
Yeah.
But other than that, and 10 other things, I'm doing great. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, it's just every day's different. Like, some days I feel really good, and sometimes I just don't. So it depends on the day.
Yeah. What is something that's been completely unexpected this pregnancy?
You answer first.
I don't know if this is, like, completely unexpected, but the pregnancy anxiety has been so just, yeah, not expected.
Yeah.
Because I will get scared for the stupidest things.
Yep.
But I'm completely fine.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like you just get nervous because you're growing a whole other being and you just want everything to be good and okay. And then you like get this weird symptom or whatever. And then it makes you like think through things. Like I feel like I've been just in my thoughts more in a negative way, just like in an anxiety way.
Yeah.
And I like didn't expect that at all, especially for me. Like, I feel like I kind of have anxiety. I'm not like diagnosed or anything, but like not like this.
Yeah. It's definitely different. And especially with your first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But like every little thing, I'm like, oh, is it this? Is it that? And I didn't think that I would feel that way at all.
Yeah.
And just like the emotional changes too, just like what the hormones do to you emotionally has been really weird because it's so different than how I like am. But I'm grateful that I'm not super like moody.
Yeah.
I'm not temperamental. I've been a little bit more chill than.
Yeah, that's good. I feel like both Shelby and I, like outside of pregnancy, are pretty
pregnancy brain.
I can't think. Literally, I cannot form words.
We have two brains in us right now, but it's like you have
sharing,
none.
We're sharing a single brain cell.
Yeah.
Right now. Between the two of us. There's one cell. So each of us have half.
Pregnancy brain isn't just like, oh, I don't remember that. It's like, no, that was in my head literally 2 seconds ago and my entire brain just blanked.
It's like severe brain fog.
It's worse than brain fog.
So bad. It is seriously so bad.
But what's something that's been unexpected for you?
That I'm having a girl. I'm happy, but like, I just couldn't imagine myself having a girl because I've only ever had a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just expected to have a boy because it's what we're familiar with. And having a girl feels like starting over, but like in a really exciting way. Like, it's kind of a new first. And it's been so exciting.
I'm so excited that you're having a girl. I'm
so excited.
We have like a little friend group, you know, and of mamas.
A lot of people are having boys right now.
And they all have boys that have had kids. And then two of us that are pregnant right now are having a boy. And Emily's the only one with a girl. So she's literally going to be the only little girl.
Yep.
But it's going to be so fun. I'm like sad that you're not doing a shower because I just want you to get a bunch of wool clothes.
Yeah. It's okay.
I also looked at your registry and I wanted to get, what's the site of those clothes that you put on your registry?
Janie and Jack.
Yes. They were all unavailable. All of them.
Oh, really? It's because they were having a sale.
Yeah.
And so I put a bunch of like clearance items because Janie and Jack is too expensive, but all these things were on really good sale. So I just added them all. I actually took them all off.
Oh.
That's, but you well, know, I looked they were at unavailable. It. So
I looked at it took them all a off. Couple weeks ago and I was like, oh, I want to get her one of those, but they were all unavailable. I was so sad.
R.I.P. I think that was it. That's all I was going to say. Just, that was really unexpected.
It's so fun. I'm so excited you're having a girl.
Ah! Yay.
Okay, you say the next one.
Okay, what is the weirdest craving you've had?
Should I go first?
Yeah.
Cherry Coke. I like craved that right away. And I do not like Coke. But I love Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke, though, right now. Is pretty good.
Cherry Coke is so good, especially being pregnant. But also like candy. I am not a candy person. I'm a chocolate person, and I've loved candy while pregnant.
I feel like I haven't had any weird cravings. People ask me this all the time. And I'm like, really? It's just normal things. It's just heightened.
Yeah.
Or normal pregnancy cravings. Mm-hmm. Like the very stereotypical things like pickles I crave. Yeah, pickles, but mostly for me, sweet things. So, like, slushies, Slurpees, I love. By the way, Maverick is doing free Frizzles every Friday in June. So, every Friday for this month.
Free.
Frizzle. I don't know how to say it, but it's basically a slushie. Anyways.
I guess it is spelled like Brazil.
Sweet things, lemonade. Frizzle. Candy.
Ooh.
So, those are my cravings.
Fast food, McDonald's. That's been a weird one too, McDonald's.
Oh, interesting.
My whole life I've been like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna eat McDonald's. But Shelby now being craving pregnant,
McDonald's is crazy.
I crave McDonald's breakfast all the time and it's delicious.
Sometimes I would get the best pregnancy meal is a Crunchwrap from Taco Bell and a Baja Blast Freeze.
Ooh.
That combination is elite, especially while pregnant.
Food just like really, really does hit different.
And Dr. Pepper hits different when you're pregnant. Like a cold, crispy Dr. Pepper hits so hard. But I've been trying to eat. I don't really have those things super often.
Yeah.
But when I do, they hit hard. Like, I've been trying not to drink as much soda. I did have some soda this weekend, but
I guess it's not very good to eat soda while you're pregnant. Ooh.
To eat soda? Don't eat soda while pregnant. Everyone, don't eat soda. Okay.
I have pregnancy brain. Soda's
just so bad for you, but yeah. It tastes so good though.
Cold things?
Anything cold.
Are so good. Like cereal, popsicles, ice cream.
Cereal.
Milk lately for me. I've been obsessed with just milk.
So good.
Like, how weird. Milk. Just whole,
you know what, though?
Cow's milk.
That actually makes so much sense because, first of all, you need to hydrate a lot when you're pregnant. Milk's actually really good for hydration. But you usually have a calcium deficiency when you're pregnant and breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
So, craving milk actually makes sense.
But, like, there's a bunch of calcium in my prenatal.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe I do need a little bit extra.
Yeah.
I have like little burps coming up. That's also one thing that I've noticed. Symptoms.
Oh, the burps, the like indigestion.
And I'll be teaching Pilates and it's like, you're pretty much talking the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll like be like in the middle of a word and be like,
Yep. The bubbles in the chest are real when you're pregnant.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. This one's a little bit deeper. The next few questions are a little deeper. What part of motherhood are you most excited for? Or how do you feel like life will change with two babies? I kind of catered that to both of us. Because you're already a mother. Yeah. So how, I guess more so what I'm asking you is how do you feel like your life will change with two babies?
I'm super excited, honestly. I don't know if I'm just really overconfident that I'll have another good baby, because Jensen was a really good baby. But I'm just like, it'll be fine. If she's as good as Jensen was, it's not going to be a problem. Taking Jensen's such an angel as far as toddlers go. He's still a toddler. And then if I have, a baby like him, it will be fine. I'll be able to do both, especially, because I'll have help and stuff. But I, she could very well be really difficult, because I've just heard about second children being crazy and difficult. And my first was such an angel that I'm like, I'm screwed.
She's bound to be crazy.
So
And she's a
I
girl.
know that's in my head, like she's probably gonna be crazy, but I can't, I just don't know what I'll do. I'm just expecting it to be fine. I'm like, or more so like a I'll figure it out type of mentality. I'm like, I'll figure it out. It'll
Because
be
I
fine.
remember you always saying, like, your life didn't change that much once you had
Yeah.
one baby.
Which that is totally different for everyone, because a lot of people say the transition from 0 to 1 is the craziest or the hardest. But I don't know if I was just expecting the worst. See, that's another big difference between these pregnancies. With Jensen, I expect everything to be the worst, and then it was amazing. And then with this baby, I'm like expecting the best. So,
But kind of not if you're expecting her to
hopefully.
be crazier, you
Yeah, I
know?
am, but not in the newborn phase. I'm kind of expecting her to be crazier when she's a little bit older, like toddler phase. But I'm kind of expecting the newborn phase to be as easy as Jensen. Just they just sleep and eat.
And I feel like all
Most
newborns are like
newborns are
that.
like that. They
As
just
long as
sleep
they're
and eat and
fed
poop.
and
Yep.
well
Burped
rested,
and
then they're
yep.
okay.
Right. So, I don't know. That was kind of an answer to the question, but what about you? What part of motherhood are you most excited for?
I'm just excited to have a little companion that's half me
Yes,
and
it's
half Abe.
so fun. It's the best.
And I'm really excited to see what he's gonna look like.
Yes, that is honestly one of the most exciting, the anticipation of waiting to see what your child will look like, especially with Shelby and I, because we are both married to people who look nothing like us, who have opposite coloring and stuff. So that makes it way more exciting in my opinion. Because you're like, they could have brown eyes, they could have blue eyes, they could have light hair, they could have dark hair. It's super fun.
I don't know
So fun.
why, but for some reason, I feel like he is going to have dark hair and blue eyes. And I would literally die if that happened. That would be
That's
so
the
cute.
elite combination.
But the chance of him having blue eyes is very, very, very slim. Very slim.
I thought the chance of me having a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child was slim, but that's how Jensen popped out.
Okay, but Dallin's parents both have blue eyes. And Dallin has blue eyes.
Dallin has blue eyes.
The only blue eyes that I have is from my dad.
Yeah.
Like my mom, Abe's parents both have brown eyes.
Yeah.
So it's like super
Yeah.
unlikely. But I don't know. I had a
You
strong feeling that
never
he was a
know.
boy and he was a boy, and so now I have a feeling he
Shelby's
has blue
got
eyes.
that mom intuition. I didn't get that. I thought Jensen was a girl until 20 weeks, so that mom feeling did not exist in me.
I knew he was a boy,
You did.
and I was like, I will actually be so shocked if he is not a boy.
Yeah.
And he is a boy. And he clearly in our anatomy scan, which I have to do again because his head was in my pelvis and they couldn't see it well enough. But
That's where he's hiding.
in my it literally is. In my anatomy scan, he showed us a clear picture of his genitals. So I'm like, yep, he's for sure a
No mistake there.
boy. Nope. Not even a little bit. Did I ever show you that? It's hilarious.
No.
It's like little chicken legs and then a
Yep.
little, you know.
So when I was pregnant with Jensen, We waited until our 20-week ultrasound to find out the gender. And I was just so, like, excited and nervous and, like, kind of shaky in a good way during that appointment that Dallin will not let me live this down. The tech was like, okay, do you want to find out what it is? And we're like, yes. And so she, like, puts the picture up there and she's like, okay, can you tell what it is? And to me, all I saw was a gray blob. And I'm like, I don't know. And Dallin's like, are you serious? It was literally two legs with a thingy in between.
Yeah, that's exactly what ours looks like.
And he's like, are you dumb? He's like, two legs with a pee-pee in between them. Yes. And I was like, I don't know. What is it? I don't get it. She's like, it's a boy.
Oh, that is so funny. That's hilarious.
I just was so like, I don't know. Just tell me.
Well, it's really hard to know what they're looking at.
I didn't know if I was looking at the side, the top, the bottom, the front, the back.
And then until they explain it, you're like, oh, okay. Like, I can see it now. But it's like, what is going on? But also,
literally, what else would I have been looking at in that moment? When she said, okay, can you tell what it is? Because she wouldn't have said that with a girl.
Yeah.
Because would have just been nothing there.
Yeah.
So, anyways... That's he still hilarious. Brings that up. I'll never.
What are you having? Because you didn't do any, like, blood testing or anything.
No.
How do you feel about waiting until you have the baby?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I could do that.
So many people do that. I just want to know too bad.
I know. Same.
And then, you know, I want to plan their outfits and stuff.
Yeah.
And buying them blankets and clothes and setting up their nursery and stuff. I mean, you can totally do gender-neutral stuff, but I don't know. I don't think I will ever do that.
I don't think I could either.
We couldn't even wait till 20 weeks this time.
Yeah.
We did the blood test. That was Dallin. I don't know. I still think that's really funny. That's been different this time around. Like, with the first baby, we were super chill. We're like, well, just wait till 20 weeks. We don't need to find out earlier. Uh-huh. And then this time around, Dallin's like, We're going to do the testing. Like, I want to know what we're having. He was, that's like, so anxious to find out.
Like, he was like, when can you do it?
Let's do it. And I was like, okay, we can do the test. Like,
yeah. That's I'm fine. Glad you did, though, because then you found out it was a girl.
I know.
So fun.
Okay, moving on.
I'm kind of hoping you have a good answer for this question.
Okay, what's been the most helpful thing someone has said to you during this pregnancy? I actually don't have an answer for this, but I do have... an answer.
Okay.
That's related. And it was the best advice I got for postpartum. Ooh, last time.
Okay.
And this is the advice I give to everyone too if they ask. Right after I had Jensen, one of the nurses, and it's not even advice, it was literally just instructions.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, do this and it'll be a lot better. She was like, okay,
so what was the advice?
For 2 weeks, you're not going to do anything except just take care of yourself and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you are not to do housework. Don't do laundry. Don't do dishes. Don't clean. Don't take care of other dogs or kids. Don't cook. All you're going to do is take care of the baby and rest for 2 weeks straight. So, and I just liked that somebody else gave those instructions to us.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, you heard that, Dallin?
Yeah.
And then he was really good. He did everything. He was so awesome at making sure I ate. Honestly, just feeding yourself feels like a full-time job.
Really?
Especially postpartum breastfeeding, because you just need a lot of nutrients when you're recovering. And we did have a lot of help with family and friends, and we, like, stocked up our freezer on freezer meals and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that was really awesome. But that just made feel like I had a good recovery. Like, it was manageable.
Because you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was hard for 2 weeks, like, because I had stitches, I couldn't sit down for 2 weeks unless I was sitting on, like, a pillow or a bed, which really sucks.
Yeah, that's hard.
But it was all good.
Yeah.
So
that is good advice, and now I'm kind of hoping that one of the midwives or nurses say that to us.
I'll have a talk with Abe for you.
Please.
I'll say, this is what the nurse told me. and this is what you need to do.
For real though. And I like, I don't know, maybe in like a class or something. We'll hear that
I
somewhere.
think it's really good to set those expectations because I don't really think we had that conversation.
Yeah.
No, so to have somebody just blatantly tell you, like, this is what you're going to do
Yeah.
was super helpful.
Totally. And I think, yeah, if we just had that conversation, then he would do it.
Yeah.
And after, because I am, I think, planning to do an unmedicated birth. Although the longer the pregnancy goes on, I'm like, should I just get an epidural?
It's so good to plan for an unmedicated birth
Yeah.
because you never even know if the epidural is going to work on you or not. Every
Exactly.
single person should plan for unmedicated, but be flexible. That is something I will die on that hill.
Yeah.
That you should plan for unmedicated, but be super flexible with your birth plan.
Yeah, 'cause I've heard the longer the birth plan, the more complications can happen.
Yeah. If you can't be flexible, you will be disappointed because there's just so many unknowns in birth.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my opinion, but like I said, I'll die on that hill.
For sure.
I wasn't wanting an epidural with Jensen, but it totally ended up helping me so
Yeah, it
much.
helped you progress,
Yeah,
which
it
is
helped me
crazy.
progress faster towards the end. So we do have an episode of my entire birth story,
If you want to
by the
hear
way.
that.
Yeah, so you can look that up on our
Not this one, because she hasn't had
podcast.
it
I thought that was self-explanatory.
yet.
Anyways, do you have an answer for this question?
No, and
Okay.
I wish I did. Honestly, the best thing I could think of was like, listen to your body, just take it easy, you
Yeah.
know? And I'm like, well, I don't want to take it easy, you know?
Yep.
I want to feel like a normal me as
Yeah.
long as I can. But I kind of have the opposite. And I think that we have a question that's like this. I wish people would not give me any advice,
Yeah.
honestly,
Yeah.
or like tell me anything, because people have told me crazy things like, oh, do
Yeah.
this so this doesn't happen, or if this happens, this could go wrong. And it's
Yeah.
like, hey, why are you telling me this right now? Like,
Right.
I'm gonna have a baby. Why are you telling me this? And like, it comes from a good place, obviously, but then there's just like, I don't know, like some people will just give me unsolicited advice and be like, this is what I did. I loved it. Like, you need to do this. You should do this. Not like, you should think about this. It's like, do this because I liked it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
And I hate that.
everyone's birth and like motherhood is such an individual experience. You can only speak on your own experience. Like, there's just so many opinions, so much information out there.
Yeah.
There's just no way to know anything for sure.
And honestly, my best advice would be just if you have a question about it, research it. You know,
Yeah.
research it, make a decision for yourself, and don't listen to
Yeah.
anybody other than like research.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, and the more that I'm pregnant, the more people just like to say what they want to say, and it honestly bugs me so bad.
Yep. It's so true. I feel like people are not saying this as much, but I did have a comment that somebody made to me while I was pregnant with Jensen that I'm just like, why are we saying this? It was there. Somebody said, "Oh, like your life's about to be over." Basically, they're like, "Say goodbye to your freedom,"
Yeah, say
like
goodbye to
something
sleep.
really negative about becoming a mother. And I'm like, I would never say that to someone. Like, I'm sorry that you think of motherhood as miserable, but that's just not how I feel about it, and I
Yeah.
would never tell somebody that your life's about to be over because you're about to have a kid. Like, tell me how that's helpful in any way.
Well, it's not.
It's so dumb. I'm like, wow, that's very negative of you to say.
Yeah. I know, I hate that too. And a lot of people will say that, like, say goodbye to ever sleeping in
Or
or.
like, enjoy your freedom while you can.
Yeah.
Enjoy your time, enjoy your sleep. I'm like,
And it's like, well, obviously I
I don't
wanted
know.
this.
Everybody knows, like, you know what you're getting into. Well, I mean, that's not always true.
Yeah.
But you know you're not going to get as much sleep. I just don't think those comments are helpful. Even if they are true, like just telling someone to enjoy it while it lasts, your freedom or your sleep, it just feels very negative to me and it bugs me.
Yeah. Can we please stop that? That
Yeah.
actually goes along
With
with
our
our next
next
question is
question.
what's something you wish people would stop saying to pregnant women?
Those things. This is
Those
probably my
things.
favorite question because I feel very passionately about what you should not say to a pregnant woman.
Well, one thing that came to mind was commenting about the size of your belly.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's big or small.
Yeah.
You don't say that. I mean, I say it to Shelby, but that's
Yeah.
because I know that her baby is healthy.
Yeah.
But like to people you don't know, especially, you
Well, and
don't
there's a
say like,
lot
"Oh,
of.
you're so big," or "Oh, you're so small."
Yeah.
You never should say that.
Or like, oh, are you sure you're not having twins?
Yeah,
Like,
that's crazy. And
crazy.
I didn't think people said stuff like that anymore, but apparently
They do.
they do, 'cause we were talking to a friend and somebody told her that.
And it's
And
just
I was
like.
like, "What?"
It's just. Yeah. I didn't think that was a thing either.
Actually, you know what? Somebody told me that, but I took it as like a joke.
Really?
When I was, I'm just remembering this. I posted on like my close friend's story back when I was like really early with Jensen because I was super bloated and I just posted like this picture of my belly and I'm like, is this normal? And my friend replied, twins? Question mark.
Oh.
But I just.
That's more appropriate, like kind of as a joke, and
But I wasn't that
like you were actually concerned.
close with her, so I was like, "That's
Oh,
kind of
maybe not
rude."
then.
I kind of thought it was rude a little bit. I was like, "Ha ha!" And then later, I'm like, "I don't think I would have said that to my friend."
No, like if I would have said that to you, knowing you just have one, joking, like twins, haha. But still, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Or even people like. Like I've had multiple people be like, "You look great." You know, just like basically
Yeah.
saying that I yeah.
Yep.
And I don't I even that. Like that's like nice and positive, but still I just don't think you should comment on pregnant women's bodies in
No,
general.
not at all.
Did you write this next one asking if it was planned or did I write that?
I wrote that. This question surprised so many people ask me this.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you ask someone that you're really close with. I just feel like this question is extremely personal, so you have to be very close to the person if you're gonna ask this. You'd be surprised how many people ask me this that I'm not that close to. Was it planned?
Well, it's just so awkward.
It's such
Like,
an awkward
no,
question.
we did it and accidentally got pregnant.
No, we were trying super hard.
Yeah, we were trying so hard every night.
Like, it's the most awkward question. Because then, if it was an accident, then you don't want to say that.
Yeah.
And then it's weird to be like, no, because then they know that you were trying.
Yeah.
And that's also awkward.
Yeah.
So, either way, it's awkward. And you shouldn't ask people that.
Yeah. I also get very uncomfortable talking about that around someone or to someone that I know is struggling. And there's
Yes.
been like a couple people that have also asked me that, and I know that they're
Yeah.
struggling a little bit. And I'm like, why are you asking me this?
Yeah.
Like you're hurting yourself.
Yeah. Or you never know who is around or if the actual person who's pregnant has struggled with infertility.
Yeah.
And in that case, that question is really difficult. So, and then even people will, a follow-up question will be like, well, like, were you guys trying for a while? And I'm
Yeah.
like, what? Okay. We don't ask people this question.
No.
Yeah.
It is very, very
That's
awkward.
super personal. But you'd be surprised. People just ask these questions to me. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Anyways.
Let's skip this next question and go into our game.
Yeah, let's do it. We are going to play a game. Pregnancy myth or fact?
Yeah.
Well, I saw the question for number one and I know the answer.
Okay, you can't get pregnant if you're breastfeeding. You cannot. Myth or fact?
Absolutely false.
Yeah, it says myth.
Definitely get pregnant while you're breastfeeding. And I'm shocked at people who still don't know this.
Yeah.
And they just accidentally get pregnant. Just because you don't have a period doesn't mean you can't, you're not ovulating. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And you never know, like, when you're going to start ovulating. Because technically, if we're getting technical here, in your cycle, you ovulate before you have a period. Like, you have a period because you ovulated. So that's, like, how you can get pregnant without knowing it. Because your period comes after ovulation.
Yeah.
Little science for ya.
Okay, should I read number two?
Yes.
You're eating for two during pregnancy. Myth or fact?
I mean, it feels like it. But, like, they get all of their nutrients from the blood, technically, so no.
It says myth. You only need about 300 to 500 extra calories a day in the second and third trimesters.
300 to 500? What?
This is all from ChatGPT, so...
Yeah, we don't know if this is 100% accurate, but...
I mean, this question is hard, because to say you're eating for two, I guess they're implying that you need to eat double.
Yeah.
Which I know you don't need to eat double, but you do need to eat extra. Mm-hmm. You need extra nutrients and extra calories, because you're burning a lot of calories making a baby.
Yeah.
So.
That one says myth.
Yeah. You don't need to eat double, though, so that's why it says myth. Okay.
But, man, am I eating more.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you really do have to eat more. But, yeah, not double. I wouldn't say I'm eating double.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Morning sickness only happens in the morning. Myth.
Myth.
I had nausea 24/7.
Evening sickness for me, both pregnancies.
And I've heard that that's actually
pretty common.
Really common to be sick in the evening.
Consistently.
Yeah.
Every evening with both pregnancies, first trimester.
Yeah.
I'm nauseous.
Like, why is it even called morning sickness?
I don't know. A lot of people do get morning sickness, but a lot of people get evening sickness.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Heartburn during pregnancy means your baby will have a lot of hair.
I think that's myth, because I just had a friend that had horrible heartburn her whole pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I kept telling her, I'm like, he's going to come out with so much hair. He barely has any hair.
Well, I know this is a myth now, because I had way worse heartburn with Jensen. Mm-hmm. I haven't had it. I've only had it a little bit with this pregnancy. My first pregnancy, I had it pretty bad, especially towards the end. And Jensen had, like, no hair.
Yeah.
For a long time. He had, like, no hair.
Is there any, like, food this pregnancy that will give you heartburn?
Just, like, more acidic things. Tomatoes.
Yeah. Mine is ice cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof.
But I still eat it.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it, to be honest.
Okay. You should avoid exercise while pregnant. Are these all just myths?
These are... Why is every single one a myth?
Chat, did you give me any fact? Yeah, definitely that has... that's a myth.
Exercising definitely helps me feel like I have more energy.
Yeah.
When I'm pregnant. I'm getting to the point, though, where I'm barely exercising. Like...
Yeah.
I... Just with the pains, I'm, like, barely lifting anything. Mm-hmm. No longer jumping.
Well, and I definitely think that you need to take more rest days.
Yep.
For sure.
And you need to be way more gentle, mm-hmm. way more rest days.
A lot more stretching.
Mm-hmm.
But exercising as a whole, you should not avoid.
No, it definitely helps. me feel better.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yep. And it just makes me feel somewhat normal.
Yep. I mean, there are some days where I'm like, that took me out. Like, after the gym, I'm like, I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm taking it more easy now. And also, it would help with nausea, honestly. Sometimes really? Exercise can make your nausea worse.
That was like one of the only times that better. I threw up. Yeah. I had a cold for like a whole week. So I didn't do any Pilates or exercise or anything because I was sick. And then I went to a Pilates class and I think I just overexerted myself. I leaned over to switch the springs and just throw up came into my mouth.
That is so funny.
Okay, you say the next one. Number 6.
See, well, can I just say about your experience with barfing?
Yes.
It's so funny to me because I've never experienced it out of nowhere. I always can feel it coming for quite a long time before I ever throw up. Mm-hmm. So I've just never experienced it coming out of nowhere.
Really?
No. That just wasn't my experience with nausea.
Yeah.
Like, I'm suppressing it for like 30 minutes before I'll finally...
Yeah, I was shocked.
Throw up.
I literally leaned over and it was just in my mouth.
Ew, gross, 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 gross.
Disgusting.
Okay, my turn to say one?
Yes. Number 6.
Number 6. You should not dye your hair during pregnancy.
Well, this is kind of an opinion. I asked my midwife this and she said it was totally fine. Because I was like, can I dye my eyebrows? Because I love dyeing my eyebrows. And she was like, yeah, that's actually a myth. Yeah. And then I was like, well, what about hair? And she's like, it's totally fine. Like, you will not be able to breathe if you're in fumes that are toxic while you're pregnant.
Yeah.
So, I guess that one's a myth.
Okay.
It's safe to have sex during pregnancy. True. Except I got a Braxton Hicks contraction.
During?
After.
Oh, you're way too early to have a Braxton Hicks.
Well, I guess that's a thing. Found out from experience.
I have never experienced that.
Really? Oh my gosh, it was crazy. It only lasted for like 30 seconds.
That's kind of long.
It was a long time, but like... I was like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh. That's also something that's changed with the second pregnancy. I've been starting Braxton Hicks way earlier than I was with Jensen.
Interesting.
And they're way more painful.
Ugh.
But I actually don't get them very often. But I started getting them like weeks ago and I was like,
do you notice that like certain things?
Walking.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep, just walking.
Love that. Okay, you go.
Okay, number 8. You should sleep on your left side during pregnancy.
Well, I've heard sleeping on your left side is best for blood circulation, but sleeping on your right side is best for digestion, and you shouldn't sleep on your back after a certain point because it can push on, like, whatever artery it is, and you don't get any blood. But what does it say?
ChatGPT says it's facts. But I'm like, what?
The explanation says sleeping on the left side can improve circulation to the placenta and help with kidney function.
Okay.
So I guess that makes sense. Like, it's...
It's beneficial. I think the wording... optimal. They should... Yeah. They should word it differently.
Yeah.
Like... you should only sleep on your left side is not true.
Yeah.
Because otherwise our providers would tell us that.
Yeah.
But maybe there's benefits to sleeping on the left side, like it said, but...
it's optimal.
Basically, you should sleep on your side. Either side.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of sleeping on your side, do you have a... Hello? Do you have a pregnancy pillow yet?
No. And I actually don't love pregnancy pillows.
Really?
I just have an extra pillow. So I was already a side sleeper, so I'd sleep with a pillow under my head and a pillow in between my knees.
Yeah.
And now I just sometimes use an extra one.
Under your belly?
either under my belly or chest, or like supporting my back. So I just have an extra pillow.
Yeah, because I have a knee pillow.
Yeah.
Right now. But honestly, those big giant pregnancy pillows just look nice.
They do look super comfy. But Dallin has a body pillow, and when he was out of town, I slept with it. And I didn't think it was better than just my extra pillow.
Hmm. Interesting. Or there's like those small ones that's like a little half moon on each side.
See, that I could get behind. Because then it also supports your back and your belly.
One of our friends let me borrow hers, and I don't think I'm big enough to need it. So do you want to try it?
Maybe.
Okay. Sisterhood of the traveling pregnancy pillow.
I'm like, is it somebody I know?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, I'll try it. I'm just going to like take someone random someone's pillow that I don't know.
No, it's someone you know.
Okay, whose turn is it?
I think it's mine. Pregnant women shouldn't eat sushi.
LOL.
Well, raw sushi, no. But cooked sushi, yes. This literally says half myth, half fact.
Yeah.
It says raw sushi should be avoided due to the risk of bacteria and parasites, but fully cooked sushi, like tempura rolls, is generally safe. Yep. So I was right.
However, a lot of pregnant women still eat sushi.
Yeah, raw fish.
I will usually have a few bites if we go out to sushi and we're at a really good restaurant that I know is high quality.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I do avoid raw fish. But it's just hard because, you know, if you live in Japan,
they are eating raw fish.
Pregnant or not, you're just eating raw fish. So it's it is a little bit controversial to say you shouldn't ever eat raw fish when you're pregnant.
Yeah. But same with egg, runny egg.
Oh, I have runny eggs like every day.
Really?
They're not super runny though. But I do have runny eggs and deli meat.
Yeah. We just ate Jimmy John's.
Literally just ate Jimmy John's before recording this with deli meat. So there's that.
Oh.
But. Okay.
Is it your turn? Number 10.
Craving sweet or salty foods reveals the baby's gender.
I want to say yes, but I feel like this one's a myth.
These are dumb.
Yeah.
No. Cravings are common, but they don't predict the baby's sex. Yeah, my cravings are the same between both pregnancies. And I'm having different genders, so.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. See, I always crave sweet stuff, and I have wanted salty stuff.
So. I think a lot of times it does correlate, but it's probably mostly coincidence.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay.
You shouldn't fly during pregnancy. That has to be a myth because I flew.
Myth.
For 12 hours.
Safe to about 36 weeks. 36 weeks! That's pushing it.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's only 4
weeks.
Well,
if you're low risk, then I feel like that could be fine.
Yeah. I would get checked for dilation before you get on a plane at 36 weeks.
That's a good idea.
And if you're not dilated at all, you're probably not at risk for going into labor while you're on
your
trip.
And I'm sure it's different with twins. Because they'll literally induce you.
With twins, you don't want to be traveling probably, I don't
know. After like 20 weeks.
Probably like 25, 30 weeks. They'd say absolutely stay like close to a hospital.
Yeah.
Because you just never know.
When I told my midwife that I was planning to go to Japan, she like asked when and... She was like, just don't go anytime in the 30s.
Yeah.
The 30 weeks.
Yeah. If you're, especially if you're going that far.
Yeah.
Then definitely earlier.
Thank goodness I didn't, because I don't think I would have survived.
Number 12. You can't have caffeine at all while pregnant.
You can have 200 milligrams of caffeine. That's a myth.
Yep. And I definitely can't survive without caffeine. But I try to keep mine under 100.
Yeah.
Like around there or under.
Yeah.
But yeah, the internet will tell you that you can have up to 200.
Well, I can't have a ton either because it'll make me really hungry.
Interesting.
Or jittery.
Yeah.
Like more than usual. So Love that.
Some of these questions are kind of dumb. Or
see, I didn't check them before because I didn't want to look at the answers. Okay.
You say the next one.
Stretch marks can be completely prevented with lotions.
Myth.
Yeah, that's...
I've learned that this is a really genetic thing. Mm-hmm. Like, the elasticity of your skin is purely genetic.
Yeah.
And yeah, lotion is going to help, and there's things you can do to help. But ultimately...
Not itching.
Yeah.
But yeah, sadly, I think it's totally genetics.
Yeah, totally.
But like, oils and lotions, I'm sure...
They can help.
Helps yeah. a little bit. I have noticed that... I like don't have collagen right now. This baby is taking my collagen because
you need to take collagen supplement.
I know. The ends of my hair's been growing like crazy, but the ends are so split end.
I actually feel like my hair's gotten thicker.
Same. I have not been losing any hair in the shower.
I only lost hair postpartum.
Yeah, I'm not excited for
my
that.
My hair got real thin postpartum. It was falling out so
I used
bad.
To have, because I have Hashimoto's,
yeah,
which getting pregnant, instantly, all of my Hashimoto symptoms went away.
Crazy.
So weird.
Bruh. That is crazy.
But I used to have like a giant ball of hair because I'll put it on the shower wall and then like swirl
so
it
you
to
would lose
throw
a lot of
away.
Hair every time.
I would lose so much hair in the shower every time. And now I literally probably lose like 10 hairs max. In the shower.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
But I do. I take collagen every day, though.
I need to because I've noticed that I've been getting more wrinkles on my forehead.
Yeah.
And my hair is just dry as can be.
Dry, yeah. Yep. Also, itching is a weird pregnancy symptom that I've had with both kids.
I've actually
but not
that too.
The belly, just like other parts of my skin. I just like randomly get so itchy.
Yeah.
With Jensen, it was my chest. And with this baby, it's my arms. Are itchy.
My arms are itchy too.
So weird.
Just because I feel like I'm so dry. Yeah.
Think I just don't have as many oils?
Probably. Like Probably. I feel like I'm putting on lotion and oil all the time.
Yeah.
Another weird symptom that just popped into my head is rib pain.
Oh,
that was like one of the...
My ribs hurt so bad.
That was one of the first thing that I noticed.
Oh, interesting. My ribs just hurt because...
You're growing.
They're out there now. Like, yeah. They've expanded a lot.
Mm-hmm. But like right away.
That's
like
weird.
I had to go to the doc or the chiropractor because yeah. I felt like I had a rib out of place.
Yeah.
And then I found out that that can actually be... A pregnancy symptom.
Is it because... Okay, so when you're pregnant, your body releases a hormone.
Relaxin. That's more in your pelvis, though.
I thought it was your whole body.
Maybe.
So basically, it just, like, relaxes all your joints, which makes it a lot easier to... For things to get out of place. Especially yeah. if you're exercising or you have to be very careful weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, even early on in pregnancy, I go a lot lighter in weightlifting.
Yeah.
Because it's way easier to hurt yourself, pull a muscle,
mm-hmm.
or pop a rib out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Because all your joints and muscle just, like, have that relaxing hormone.
And man, have I been feeling that.
Yeah. I feel the way you can feel your body shifting and, like...
It's crazy.
My low back makes an audible sound, like, every time I just barely move it. Oh. Like, if I've been sitting or laying down for a long time and then I, like, barely move my leg, it'll be like, pop!
Yeah. Weird.
So weird.
I mean, I will say, though, that that has helped with my back pain because I...
The relaxin?
Yes.
That's so interesting.
Like, I have that back injury, yeah. but then not my SI joint.
Yeah.
It doesn't help with that. Makes that worse. Anyway, next one. Where are we? 14, you say.
You shouldn't take hot baths while pregnant.
Oh, I hope this is a myth.
It's totally a myth. Unless you're... Yeah. You shouldn't hot tub for more than, like, a couple minutes, I think.
Yeah.
Is what I've been told. But baths are totally fine. Unless your bath water is 105 degrees.
Yeah. Well, fine. I asked my midwife this because I literally love baths. And they have helped me so much while pregnant.
Yeah.
She said baths are fine because they cool down. But hot tubs aren't okay because they stay hot.
That's true. Because when you're in a bath, it's only super hot for a few minutes.
And so it's like a lot easier for your body to regulate the temperature when you're in something that's like already on its way to cool down. But like if you're in a hot tub or like a hot room that like stays like that temperature, then it can actually be bad for the baby.
That makes sense.
Okay. Babies can hear and respond to voices from the womb.
This is fact, right?
Yes. Around 23 weeks, babies can hear sounds, including music and voices. That's right where I'm at. Except he did respond to Abe the other day.
That's so cool.
And I've heard that if you put, like, towards the end, when their eyes develop a little bit more, you can put, like, a light on your belly, and they'll, kick in that area.
That's crazy.
I love that. I need to start playing classical music on my belly just to have a calm baby, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, last one.
You'll glow during pregnancy.
Fact.
Okay. I don't like the wording on this one either. I think it should say you can, or pregnancy glow is real.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll glow during pregnancy. That's like a guarantee. No. It's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
But yeah, the pregnancy glow is real for a lot of people. It says some women experience it due to increased blood flow and hormones, but it's not guaranteed. Some days I'd be glowing. Some days I look like literal, like I'm about to die.
Yeah.
I felt like, especially in my first trimester, I felt very pale. Like I was but I was also so nauseous all the time. I just felt like
the first glow trimester
was non-existent.
You're not glowing.
What glow?
That definitely starts more in the second trimester, I will say.
I still don't feel like...
But I have heard that, like, because you do have more blood flow, so, like, your cheeks are rosier and kind of gives you more of a glow. But women, like, they will literally glow when they're pregnant. Like, their skin gets clearer. But also some women have the opposite where they get more acne. So I think it honestly just depends.
Totally dependent on the person. My hair looks good.
Yeah.
My boobs look good.
My butt looks good.
Other than that, we're not glowing.
I feel like my skin has actually been incredible while pregnant. And I'm so grateful, because I was so nervous I was gonna get acne.
Yeah.
But it's been great.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have acne, but I don't know if it's just... I don't think it's worse. It's not better, but it's not worse.
That's a old wives' tale too. Like, if you have a boy, you don't get acne. If you have a girl, you get acne.
I've never even heard that one.
But it just depends. I mean, those are all old wives' tales, so they're not accurate.
You're not accurate.
Yeah. Totally. But they're fun.
Yeah.
We should do... Have you seen that thing? This is gross. But you pee in a cup, and then you put baking soda in it, and if it fizzles, having a girl, and if it doesn't, you're having a boy.
I'm not peeing in a cup.
We should just try it.
Ew, no. I don't want...
Only if you have plastic cups. I should have done it when my pee was green.
Ew.
Anyways. That was the weirdest thing ever. Freaked me out.
That is crazy.
Anyways, anything else?
That's all.
We recommend getting pregnant, but also not.
I absolutely recommend having kids.
No, it's honestly, like, overall feelings of pregnancy. Like, I feel extremely honored to be able to be pregnant right now.
100%.
And be carrying a healthy baby, and for me to be healthy, like, it just, it's a dream. And I am so grateful that, like, this is my life right now.
Yeah.
And it's been so fun. And it's been so fun being pregnant together. Yes. Because we always talked about
that
this.
That was always a dream, and the fact that it just happened, like, randomly is so funny.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think we posted the video of Shelby telling me she was pregnant.
Yeah, we did.
So, go watch that on our Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah, it was good. So, it was a good one.
Anyways, speaking of, follow us on Instagram and TikTok mm-hmm. at eb.pod. And
give us a rating and review. Like and let subscribe. Us know if you liked this episode. And let your friends and family know about us. And we hope you keep listening. We will see if we keep recording.
Yeah. We're going to take a little breaky.
Not right now, but in the next
when we get close to having babies, we're going to take a break from season one, and that will conclude season one, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll start up season two after we have some more kiddos.
Yeah. After there's two more additions into our lives.
So crazy.
We're going to have to figure some things out because Emily's moving and...
Yeah.
I need to figure out
not
if
far.
I'm moving.
I'm not moving far.
Yeah.
In fact, good chance I move closer to you, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, before next year. Could move closer to you.
True. Same. There's always... I don't know where I'm going to live, so there's always that chance.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening.
Okay. Love you guys.
Okay. Bye.